Praise God. It's time to receive the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
The season of restoration continue. And last week, Pastor Jackie encouraged us to forget the past and press on toward the goal by focusing on the present. Today, I'm going to talk about the confidence, even strengthened by our past experiences. Without it, we cannot achieve or obtain our goal. Praise God.
Amen.
You're probably wondering, what in the world am I talking about? But now I'm talking about Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32-33. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who saw threatened. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's look at our former Christian experience. This is very important. Yeah. Remember your first spiritual illumination? The time when the Spirit of God moved upon your heart. And the very first time the truth of Jesus Christ confirmed in you? I had the same experience during my baptism ceremony 25 years ago. Hallelujah. I felt God's presence in my heart and joy, peace, and comfort. I cried for a while in that service, because the Holy Spirit came into my heart. That was my first spiritual illumination, which means I experienced the first God's love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the first time in your life, you saw like never before what the Lord had done for you. That's why we're thanking Him, we're glorifying Him through our daily life, through our worship, through our fellowship. Because He is worthy to be worshipped and praised through our activity. That's why He have created us, brought us into this world. Even though you was born through your mother's physical, biological parents, and beyond that, behind that, God had a purpose. Yes. There is a hidden meaning, which means He had a purpose for us. That's why in this world, that's why He brought us. So that's why you have to read the Bible and study Bible. Otherwise, you are never going to figure it out. Why I came into this world? What am I doing in this world? Where am I going to go after my life done in this world? That's why God looked after us. He given us 66 book of Bible. So that's why I want you to pay attention to this Bible message. Otherwise, you're going to be really suffering to figure it out. What is what? Amen?
Amen.
So you saw Jesus Christ as the Savior, who sacrificed His life for your sins to save you. That was when you would be walking around the street singing that song, "Jesus loves me." I'm going to sing this, just one verse for you guys. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible's tell me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Amen. Yes, Jesus came and He did it just for me.
Praise the Lord.
And you could not wait to testify about what the Lord had for you. Praise God.
Glory.
As we all know about the story of a Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. After she met Jesus at the well in the village of Sychar and received life-giving water, which is eternal life, and then she filled with joy and happiness, went back to her hometown village, shared with her experience with others. You know what John 4:42 says? Then they said to the woman, now we believe because we have heard him ourselves, not just because of what you told us. He is indeed the Savior of the world. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We all have to copy what he did for the people, and especially what Christ has done for her and for us. Praise God. When somebody talk about your Lord and Savior in the wrong way, you had your sleeves rolled up and ready to fight. Then what happened to you? Where is that fire go? Remember your endurance. Remember when your back was up against the wall, there was no way out, but God, with all of his infinite wisdom and power, came and rescued you. Praise God.
Amen.
Remember when your rent was due and bills were piled up, then out of things started happening that you could not explain. Remember when you were trying to buy a house and your credit was so bad, while you were at home wondering and praying if the bank would accept your application. Behind closed doors, God in his wisdom was working it out. God knows everything. God, see inside of your deep heart, because he's a fiery God. Even though he's not with us, after he sent us the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, we call the Comforter, Yes, he's watching over us because this Holy Spirit dwells in us. So people who receive this Holy Spirit, they know. Between Christians, they know how to communicate. Yes. Because the Holy Spirit knows everything inside of your heart, even deep, inside of your heart. That's why, even though he's not with us, we cannot see the through our visible eye, but Spirit is being with us. He's dwelling in our heart. That's what people who have received this Spirit, Holy Spirit, but also, with a non-believer, cannot mix together what they believe also what we believe on our theology and the Bible, message, God's message, is totally different. So we cannot mix together. Because the worldly people who live in the worldly way of life, they don't have salvation, first of all. They don't know about God, but they don't know about the spiritual things. But we know, because God chose us and gave us this 66 book of Bible. If you want to be a successful man, woman in this world, I want you to go to a Bible and study and learn about this blessed message.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, I guarantee you that if you do that, then you will really receive God's blessings throughout the rest of your life until you go to heaven. Praise God. So, now, while you were at home wondering and praying if the bank would accept your application, behind the closed doors, God in his wisdom was working it out. In a couple of days, you got a phone call from the realtor, and the realtor said your credit had been approved, and all you had to do was to write a letter of explanation about some of your deaths. Praise God. Looking back to when I was approved for my first house, made me want to shout. It was a so happy day, very happy day. Praise God. God did not have to show mercy on a sinner like me, but it was all because of his grace. That's why our encouragement comes from yesterday's strength. Also, remember when you were sick, the doctors had given you up. But God said, not so fast. I'm giving him or her a little more time. Now I am talking about the story of the good king of Judah, Hezekiah. Remember Hezekiah 1? The Lord revealed to the prophet Isaiah that Hezekiah was going to die. Hezekiah faced the war and began to pray. When you go through in the midst of a trial or tribulation, I want you to kneel down and pray. How many times have you done? You don't have to raise your hand. I'm just asking you that. Into your heart. To your heart. If you go through the trial, tribulation, pray to God. Cry out to God. With a humble attitude. This kind of prayer we need for our family, for our brothers and sisters, for our church, for our community, for this nation. Especially, we need to pray for this nation and for this world. Praise God. So, he prayed like a had never prayed before. God heard his cry for mercy, and God gave him 15 more years to live. God extended his life. Now, I'm asking to all of you, where is your fire today? You still have a fire? Raise your hand. Just one? Two? Okay. I'm sure I will see more at the next time. If we look at the scripture, it says in Hebrews 10:35, do not throw away your confidence. You will be richly rewarded. It says richly rewarded. Well, God's word is infallible. And that is without error. Praise God.
Amen.
And since it is without error, it has to be true. God cannot lie. He could not. Even if he wants to. But he is the perfect one. His nature is morally perfect than any other gods in this world. Other gods, they are all the futile god. By man-made god. But our God is not, by man-made. He was exist in this world in everlasting way. That's what we call him, the everlasting God. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the one who can just think it and it shall happen. Because he is able God. Ephesians chapter 3:20 says he is able God. He can handle every matter from every situation. So his word said that you will be richly rewarded, but with this reward, as we are body of Christ, and we have to know this. The first must come patient. You want to be a good spiritual leader, good, successful Christian. I want you to have this one, patient. If you don't have a patient, you will really have a tough time. You will have a wobbly Christian life. If you don't have patience, when the God gives you with the wisdom, this wisdom will be disappeared from your head, from your life. Patience is the most important. Throughout Old Testament, New Testament, Bible, every good God's faithful, obedient service, they endured with patience during in their midst of trial and tribulation time. That's why God disciplined them, used them in a mighty way. That's why we're still calling and still studying and these people's names. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Faith means resting in what Christ has done for us in the past. But it also means trusting Him for what He will do for us in the present and in the future. According to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain about what we do not see. In Romans chapter 1:17 says, for in the gospel of righteousness, that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Listen to this message very carefully. Because this message, through this Romans 1:17 message, the righteous will live by faith, our Protestant church was born 500 years ago through the Protestant Reformation movement led by Martin Luther. He was one of the leaders who reformed the Protestant church after he saw the Roman Catholic false teaching in its biblical doctrine. They're still teaching with the wrong message, teaching. If you have any question regarding this, then you can come to see us, Pastor Jackie or me, then I will explain more if you have any question regarding this message. Okay, now, we have to have a faith. That's why we have to have faith from the beginning to the very end. The faith is continuous. We must walk in the faith day by day. It is a daily walk. We just don't become super faithful overnight. It is a growing process. Just a test. So after the test, there comes the reward. Amen? In Romans chapter 8:18 says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Praise God. As the exercise trainers used to say, no pain, no gain. You have to go through the growing process to get the reward. 2 Corinthians 1:17-18 says, for our light and monetary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We hope our, every day we hope. We put our hope in Christ. We hope, we put our hope for this unseen. Because this unseen is eternal, our eternal place. And what I'm saying, this unseen is related to the heavenly place, heavenly tent. Praise God. But what is said, what we see in this world, what we see in this world through our visible eye, this is a worldly text, or worldly society, and a worldly life. So, praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So, blessings all the way. God knows all your hard work. Our God is a God of rewarder, and He will never forget. He will continue to remember what you are doing in this ministry, in your life, and also, for others. Hebrews chapter 10:36 says, patient endurance is what you need now, so you will continue to the gospel, that you will receive all that He has promised. Praise God. This is the last word. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not vain. When I think about the pain and sufferings of our Savior, I get all emotional. Praise God. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and the world goes free? No. Yes. There is a cross for everyone. There is a cross for me. No cross, no pain, no gain. Period. My friends, God does not want us to waste our lives away. Therefore, we must continue to put our faith in Christ and trust in Him to be involved in every part of our lives for His glory. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Have a victorious life in this world.
Amen.
God bless you all. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you called us to do your work, which is Christ's work, so that we are coming to you in the name of Jesus with a humble attitude, with a humble and a faith. So, we ask the Holy Spirit continue to capture our souls.